What happens in Michigan 730,000 times a day? According to the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, that's the number of times, again daily, that someone tries to hack into a state government computer. Officials are quick to point out that virtually all are detected and quickly stopped. Still, it requires a comprehensive and expensive cybersecurity effort to stay ahead of the threat, and officials say the number of hacking attempts will rise. Now, as might befit a former computer executive, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is aware of the importance of cybersecurity. In his 2016 budget proposal, the governor's calling for a $7 million spending boost to safeguard state computers from hackers. To learn more about the threat and what's required to fight it, we welcome Mr. Rod Davenport to Current State. Rod holds two titles in state government, Chief Security Officer and Chief Technology Officer. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
DTMB estimates 730,000 attempted cyber attacks daily. That is hard to comprehend. Describe the most common attempts for us here. What's happening exactly?
Well, so obviously, you know, when we talk about numbers that are that large, it's really kind of computer-on-computer warfare.
Right.
So most of these attacks are automated. They're, you know, well-known, well-defined attacks that, and you'll see this even in your home. If you're on a high-speed broadband connection and you have, you know, the appropriate software, you'll see these kind of sweeping attacks. It's mostly people looking for outdated software, you know, Windows systems that aren't properly patched and that sort of thing. Just kind of quick and easy ways for people to form what they call botnets. So most of these attacks are you know, they're well-known and they're fairly easy to block, but still they're, you know, they do take up computer resources and bandwidth.
And what are hackers after?
So it depends. You know, these botnets mostly are around organizations that, you know, do spam or distributed denial of service attacks. There's kind of a whole, you know, dark side of the web, if you will, that has been growing, you know, over the past couple of decades. I mean, you know, if you go back to the start of, you know, DARPANET and kind of when the internet, you know, first got on board, it was, you know, researchers that were trying to figure out how to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, whenever you're in the early stages of engineering, it's difficult enough to get the thing to work in the first place without necessarily making it secure. So you often find that security and ease of use are, you know, two opposing forces. And so it was, you know, back in the university days, it was well-intentioned people that were trying to share information with one another. And now that it's, you know, sort of morphed into an engine of commerce and, you know, I know some of the military talks about this as sort of the, you know, the fifth dimension of warfare,
right.
You know, sea and air, sea, air, land, space, and now cyberspace. There's, you know, different motivations. I think there's some, you know, we hear about nation states that, you know, kind of see this as a, you know, kind of a platform to project power. And then also there's some organized, you know, criminal elements that are after money, credit card numbers, personal identification, that sort of thing.
Rod Davenport's our guest here on Current State. He is Michigan's Chief Security Officer and Chief Technology Officer, and we're talking about hacking and cybersecurity efforts in state government here in Michigan. And DTMB predicts that 730,000 daily average will rise. How do you know that?
Well, you don't know, but the trend has been pretty clear over the past few years that the number of attacks are increasing. I think that in a way it's almost a little bit of a virtuous or a non-virtuous cycle, if you will. As the level of awareness of the public kind of increases about these cyber attacks, that level of awareness also increases among the criminal element. And so perhaps people that were not necessarily, you know, well-versed with a technical background now, you know, because of all the attention recently with these breaches, I think more and more people are being aware that, hey, this is something that, you know, is out there and it's a way for people to make money. And so, you know, we're, as much as it's helpful to raise the level of awareness of people so that they can take, you know, better care of themselves, it also, I think, you know, increases the interest from the nefarious elements.
Is there any pattern to where these threats are coming from or who is doing this? How much do we know about the people launching these attacks?
Well, so it's really difficult to tell. The IP addresses can be fairly easily spoofed, and it's a little bit of an involved process that law enforcement needs to go through to really track them down. And with such a high volume, it's really not practical to know. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, rumor out there that it's, you know, states like Russia and China and certainly other, you know, Iraq and Iran, but there's really no way to say for sure.
Is there a pattern to which departments in state government are hit most often? Are certain departments targeted more often?
So our website, probably, you know, Michigan.gov is probably the one that is targeted most often. You know, it's the most visible, and it's, you know, perhaps the easiest to get to by design, because it's, you know, it's there to provide information to folks.
And how often is an attempt to hack a state computer successful? There's obviously an awful lot of attempts made. How often does anything get through?
It's not so much getting through. We've had some occasions where our bandwidth kind of gets overwhelmed with these denial of service attacks, and that can take down the state website for a short period of time. We've got some defenses in place, but obviously, you know, even though the state is fairly large, you still find, you know, even bigger entities like, you know, Target and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, sure. The well-publicized efforts that have made news. Rod Davenport's our guest here on Current State. We're talking about cybersecurity for the state government of Michigan. The state computers are on the receiving end of 730,000 hacking efforts a day on average. Rod, give me a worst-case scenario. No sugarcoating. What's the most insidious cyber threat that we face, and what could that do?
You know, that's a surprisingly difficult question. So, you know, there's been some movies about this, you know, and it goes all the way back to you know, the Hackers movie, Sneakers or whatever that was, up until the most recent one. You know, I suppose in the bigger picture, it's the cyber physical threat. So, you know, people that would hack a computer system and then also do damage to, like, physical infrastructure. So if you talk about something like, you know, the power grid, you know, someone, I think in California, there was an incident where someone was shooting at a large transformer with a high powered rifle. You know, now if you were to combine that with some sort of a coordinated cyber attack, I mean, obviously that, you know, that has the potential to create some problems. And then depending on if you want to measure it from, like, impact to people. So these denial of service attacks, although they're not detrimental in the conventional sense, and that information isn't generally lost, but the ability for people to make use of that web service is denied them. So, mm. You know, I think in terms of volume, it's probably, you know, the successful DDoS attacks.
Without getting too geeky and into the weeds here, Rod, if the governor's request for $7 million more dollars were approved, what would that $7 million go toward?
Hardening the infrastructure and training of our cyber folks mostly. And I'll take that as a hint that I've already gone a little too deep into the geeky weeds. So
you don't have to go far for this crowd. I'll tell you, I'll speak just for myself.
Yeah.
I don't have to go too deep.
It's a little bit of a techie arms race, if you will. So as the, you know, as the hackers get better, the defenders also in turn need to get better.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You know, if you look at this globally, the odds are really stacked against us, right? So to have perfect cybersecurity, you have to never have a breach.
Globally, why is it so stacked against us? Why do you say that?
Well, it's just the nature of how the statistics work, right? So if you have to have perfect defense so that you have success, and a hacker just needs to breach you once.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's a difficult bar to maintain.
Are hackers able to make more attempts with newer technology?
Certainly, as the, you know, computers get faster and there's faster connectivity, the rate of attacks can certainly take advantage of that. I mean, technology is a tool, and as much as automation, I think, has driven a lot of the productivity gains that we've seen, you know, as a society, it's also enabled, you know, people with ill intent to you know, to have their efforts magnified as well. You know, if you go back to the, you know, the old movies from the Cold War, right, and you got the spy with the little spy camera taking pictures of the classified documents. I mean, that's one person with a handful of documents. I don't know if that's how it worked, but let's just assert that it is. The damage that person can do is, you know, although it could be significant depending on the documents, it's still, in terms of volume, relatively small.
Okay.
Now, if you say that those documents are in a computer system and we have a way to, you know, with very high speeds to exfiltrate those documents, now that one person taking similar actions can have a much larger effect.
I see. Now, the governor's requested increase would add up to $29 million a year on state government cybersecurity. Is that, I mean, do you follow the budgeting for this closely enough to say, yeah, that's really going to do an awful lot of good? That's adequate?
Well, you know, unfortunately, cyber, it's hard to say that you can spend too much on cyber. If you look at some of the financial institutions, they tend to spend a lot more on cybersecurity as a percentage of their budget. And you know, we still see that there's some, you know, some incidences that have happened there. So certainly beneficial. I think it would definitely help us to try to stay on the, you know, the current edge of maintaining safety. But, you know, the hackers, again, are also moving at a very brisk pace.
Is Michigan's cybersecurity network increasingly dated or aging? Would you say that? I know we've won awards, apparently, from some organizations for cybersecurity.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I think in terms of states, you know, compared with other states, we're doing pretty well. Some of our systems are older, you know, and we have gotten some money for legacy system modernization. I mean, we're replacing our enterprise resource planning system right now. Our financial system is kind of just started underway. Some of our infrastructure, I think, is in need of some refreshing. So the money definitely will be of use.
Rod Davenport is Michigan's Chief Security and Chief Technology Officer. We're talking about cybersecurity here for state government computers. Greg Shannon, a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University and a cybersecurity expert, just wrote online that if most of us practice good cyber hygiene, our economy is unlikely to suffer from a breach of the weakest link. And your boss, Dave Behan, just referred recently to, hey, we're only as strong as our weakest link when it comes to cybersecurity. What do you think Greg Shannon was talking about when he mentioned good cyber hygiene? What does he mean by that, do you think?
There are certain, I guess, fairly well-known best practices. So, you know, there's the SANS Institute, there's OWASP. There's some techie things that basically tell people, hey, here's some areas where you want to make sure that things are solid. Right. But typically, unfortunately, both the strongest and the weakest link in systems tends to be people. So, you know, there's this whole social engineering aspect that, you know, isn't generally touched on very much. People tend to focus on the technical pieces, which is important. But there's, you know, people that, you know, would call and perhaps pretend to be like a repair person or pretend to, you know, be someone to help you with your computer,
right,
and they'll get your username and password and or talk you into, you know, loading some software that you probably, you know, shouldn't. And then depending on the level of access that you have, I mean, that's typically the way that a lot of these breaches take place.
Interesting conversation. We want to thank our guest, Rod Davenport, who is Michigan's Chief Security and Chief Technology Officer. We've been talking about cybersecurity for state government computers and about Rick Snyder's request for more dollars in his 2016 budget proposal for cybersecurity. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you.